God for the lean. Amen. Men standing in the gap.
Yep.
Amen. Coming from Ezekiel 22nd chapter. And as I sought the Lord, amen, the Lord took me, amen, to and fro in the Bible, amen, over to Ecclesiastes, different places in Ezekiel, you know, and the Lord ministered to me as I sought him.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many know that the Bible says, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for a word from God, all you got to do is open your mouth and ask him. And God's going to give you an answer. See, but you got to open your mouth and ask, what's your will?
Yeah.
And God will. Amen. We thank God for his anointing. He said that it's his anointing that destroys the yoke.
Yeah.
And that we can't do it ourselves. We thank God because it is the Spirit of the Lord,
yes,
amen, that does, amen, the work for us.
Yes.
We can't do it ourselves. We're only but flesh.
Amen.
But if we yield to the Spirit, man,
yes,
amen, we can conquer all things.
Yes.
God said, I can do all things to you. That strengthen me.
Yes,
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter. Amen. And I'm just going to read. I'm going to read the 30th verse. No, 29 through 30. Bible says the people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. 31. Therefore have I poured out my indignation, anger, wrath upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, as I preach, God, thy word, God, I ask, God, that even as you have walked, stretch your hands, God, to the man of God, that you stretch forth your hands, God, and Jeremiah, as you touch my lips, God, and place thy words into my mouth, that I may speak what thus saith the Lord. And I thank you, Lord God. I give you honor and glory in advance, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Yes. As you take your seats. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the word. Amen. Amen. Obviously, amen. For the Lord having to walk in indignation and anger, he must have been upset about something. And the Bible even, amen, says he was upset at the church.
Mm.
Israel was the church.
Yes.
Israel was disobedient.
Yes.
So the Lord God had to walk, amen, in the authority that he was given.
Yes.
To preach, to teach,
Yes. And
to walk in the example of how a man should walk. And see, obviously, the people of God, the children of Israel, was not walking as children of God should have been walking. So God, being the example, the first and foremost, had to come down from heaven and transform himself into a man and walk and preach and teach men how they ought to live before him. Even a righteous man shall scarcely make it in. Where on earth shall the ungodly be? And he called his people to be righteous. And if his righteous people barely spot the skin of their teeth, barely squeeze through the door, it's a difficult walk. It's not peaches and cream. Even in some things, some decisions that we have to make, amen, is going to be unpopular.
Yes.
See, yes, you're living for the people.
Yes,
you are the example for the people. But you are first living for God. Because God said that obedience is better than anything I want to sacrifice. And because, amen, the children of disobedience, the Lord had to walk in anger with them. See, sometimes you got to do some things you don't want to do just to gain the attention of some. I know a lot of us, well, all of us, when we were little, if our parents had not said, thank you, Jesus, if our parents had not said this before, well, son or daughter, amen, this is going to hurt me. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Now, I really couldn't grasp that too much, you know, when I was little coming up. But as I got older, I began to understand things. See, because sometimes, see, the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, and this is right. So it's something that I'm obeying, the teachings from my parents. One thing that I've learned in this lifetime is that if someone is 20 years older than I am, when I become 20, they're going to still be 20 years older than I am. Though I may have a lot of experiences, but there's some things that I will not experience until an appointed time. So that's why we have to render. He said, whatever a man soweth, the same shall he reap. I sow righteousness, I'm going to reap righteousness. I have a given spirit, somebody going to give to me. Whether it's in monetary value, whether it's in respect, whether it's in whatever. But whatever I do, it's got to come back, whether it be positive or negative. And as this world turns, as we say, all things are going to happen. The good days and the bad days. That's what I understand. I begin to tell people that what I've learned in life, I understand life right now. Whereas one day it'll be sunny, and tomorrow it might be a rainstorm. Whereas in time past, would I become angry? Because I had plans for that day. Because the rain crushed my plans. But everything is in the will of the Lord.
Yes, it is.
After coming to some, God can be perfect. That thing that the devil makes a bad turn into my good life and make it a normal spirit for me. And not just for me, but for them who stand beside me. So there's a work to be done on our behalf. Obedience. When we obey, when we ask, because there are things that we ask of God. Whether it be of healing, whether it be of a money blessing. Now God's going to take care of his people. Paul began to say that he wished that we all be prosperous. And in health. But guess what he said? Even as your soul prospers. What good is there for a man to have the prosperity from the money? Amen. And God commands you, amen, and you don't take care of yourself. Amen. God, you know, commanded a man to work. Amen. If you don't take care of yourself enough to get up and work. He said, as your soul prosper. So there's some instructions that God had given Israel. Consequences come in the good path and in the bad path. An answer comes after a question. Remarks come after questions. Remarks, they come after something has been said. After something has been done. Whether it's a positive remark or a negative remark. God requires obedience. And in the scriptures, God began to say, as he was speaking to Ezekiel, and by the way, Ezekiel is a man that had to make some unpopular decisions. Whether the people liked it or not, and you ain't going to understand everything. And something he's just going to give to the pastor. said, one of a man sold the same said he reap. Yes, you fall on your knees. You pray. Not only pray for yourself, you pray for your pastor. And if you got a wife, pray for the wife. Pray for the children. Because he said the prayers of the righteous man are the bill of much. And the cause things go up and they come back. They're going to come back to you. You pray for your pastor. Somebody will be praying for you. He said the whole duty of man is to fear him and to keep his commandments. Sometimes I wonder whether we fear God or not. By the way we treat one another. Yes, we are in this world, but not of this world. Things will happen in this world. That's why we got corrections, we got teachings, we got preachings. We got them who preach and teach and teach. Amen. What we ought to do. Things will happen. But when the teaching and the correction comes, God said, don't make it hard for them. Because what I sow, it's going to come back to me. And whether it comes through friends, family. Oh, family is where it hurts. See, because we expect family. We expect family to do if our friends outside the family don't.
All right.
But family is what we expect to do what we ask. But when there's turmoil in the family, don't think it not strange. Jesus had some trouble in his family too. Look at Judas. But Jesus had an answer for everything. And every answer that Jesus gave, guess what? It did everybody some good. If you take it correctly. But God had to perform some corrections with his people. And God began to say that I rebuke them that I love. I chastise them that I love. If a parent does not chastise a child for removing the cookie out the cabinet, out the cookie jar, after the parent said, don't touch the cookies, you already had five, it's two more left, one for tomorrow, one for the day after tomorrow, and you're going to take the cookie, well, what's due for that child? Chastising. And the Bible says in Hebrews that chastisement, don't feel too good at the time. But he said afterwards, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness. That's why we're here today, because God is trying to call upon a righteous man, but couldn't find none. And if the righteous scarcely making it, where shall the ungodly appear? We got to pray. We got to stay on our knees. We got to pray one for another. And you know, James said he's not a respecter of persons. Old, young, middle age, this one is for everybody. No one's excluded from the word of God. The Bible says that he removed his sword out of his sheath. And in here, the Bible, God said when he removed the sword out of his sheath, he said that it returneth no more. Once it's out, it's out. Destruction came upon the land of Israel, the house of Israel, God's house, whom he loved. Oh, God ain't going to do that. Oh, he's such a loving God. Oh, yeah, he did it because he loved. He looked so good because he loved. You may not understand the wealth that are left on you because your friends going to see your wealth. Your friend that heard it got corrected. Oh, you're not going to like it. But later on, next time, you know not to make that same mistake again. But because he loves us, he said that the sword, glittering, pretty, he said it pulled, came out, and I ain't going to put it back. And he said that the sword has been put into the hands of the slayer.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ the righteous.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Parents said, yeah, I brought you in this world and I'll take you out. Guess what? Jesus said the same thing. They got that from Jesus. I created you, that's what I can destroy. I was up there destroying Satan and all his prophets that came to destroy you. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, it says that Satan comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy who? You. Not himself. Yes, he's bound for destruction, but because he knows he's going to be destroyed in the end, every time he got, he's trying to destroy you. Deceive. He said, even if it were possible, he said, he will be able to deceive the very elect. And the very elect of honorable ones in him.
Amen.
Amen. And that not only have received honor for just standing, but receive honor, obedience, good sacrifice. God began to tell Joshua after the death of Moses, his leader. Moses was the leader of Joshua. See, but the leader died. And see, when a leader dies, oh, now the tears come. Because we regret some question that we should have asked, we didn't ask it. Some time that we could have spent, oh, we spent it elsewhere. But now that the leader has went on to be with the Lord, and now it's the tears, the turmoil, and the troubles that come upon us, we brought it upon ourselves. God gave us the time to do it. Turmoil and trouble that came into our house after the man or woman of God goes back to God. I heard a man say, my Bishop Morris, he said that the coach's job is over after practice. This is practice time. And if a soldier or if a team player, amen, decides to exclude himself from practice and expect to play in the game, the coach, the leader, the pastor says, no, you're going to sit on the bench tonight. Because you decided to exclude yourself from class. Yes. Class consists of, say, friends. And you decided not to come one day. Well, that one day was the bread and butter. So you came for the lunch with the luncheon and the meet and greet, which was day one. So therefore, you decided to lay back day two. And day three was the closing down, the shutting down of everything, and thanking God for what he said. But day two, you missed. Yeah, right. You got a little breakfast. And you decided to have it your way. Burger King, McDonald's, Burger King is the one that says have it your way? Well, it ain't like that in the church. Because he said that the pastors that I've given you, I chose them. To lead and guide you, to teach you. Ask Miriam, ask Aaron. And Moses accompanied them. When Miriam, check the book of Numbers. Miriam was talking against the men of God. In secret. Like God ain't got ears to hear, like Isaiah says. Talking, maybe plotting, even as it says in this chapter of Ezekiel. People in great positions talking. They were talking about Moses in the negative way. Well, why did Moses marry this Ethiopian woman? Why? But see, the thing about it, see, because of their misunderstanding, they question it. And it's okay to question things sometimes, but we have tact with doing certain things. We can ask the question, but do it with tact. So therefore, when they spoke against the man of God, Moses, God heard.
Yes.
See, we forget that God is the one that created the whole entire earth. Amen. And you. So therefore, and commanded you how to take care, to teach you how to take care of your temple, your body, which is the temple of God.
Yes, right.
Your body belongs to God.
Yes.
So why are you treating your body the way you just want to treat it. Oh, you have it your way. That's what it is. It ain't like that in the church. See, when you step into the church, God even requires you, as you're coming into the doors, give me thanks. And he said, into my court, give me praise. It don't matter whether you got it or not, but you praise him in advance. I have to honor God. I must. It's my duty. God had gave me a model, and the Lord had gave me a specific word, sir. The Lord gave me a model, and that model was whether I like it or not, whether I'm tired or not, whether I feel like it or not, or whether I feel it or not. See, because you ain't gonna feel everything. You ain't with everything.
Amen.
Because of no understanding. But God said it's okay. Just obey and watch your blessings come. See, because God, the all-knowing God, the omniscient God that knows all things, you remember your prayer request 13 years ago that he hasn't given you yet, because he was waiting for this day to so that you can be tried. Whether you want to obey or disobey. The word of God lies on the inside of you. He said, yes, God, to your will, and he filled them with blessing. But God requires obedience. And obedience was not taking place in this land. So God said, because I love you, my children, I'm going to take out the sword. I'm going to go to Brother Joe. I'm going to take Brother Joe's belongings. You don't mind, do you? I'm going to take it. And I'm going to put it over here. Because I love you. He got a sister in Mexico. He coming home to visit the family next week. Next week, she's been disobedient too. So I'm going to go and take them earrings that she loved to wear. Every Sunday when she comes to church, I'm going to take it from her. She got other earrings. She just liked those the best. So therefore, I'm going to go and take those from her. See, because God knows what's next to your heart.
Yes, he does.
You can take my jacket. You can take my shoes. But I can go buy another jacket. I can go buy a new pair of shoes. See, but when God reaches, he reaches out and touches what you can't. And he reaches out and touches what your friend can't, mother can't, and your strong daddy can't beat. Because God is Lord of all. Matthew says that. Lord and God, we thank God for him.
Hallelujah.
So when God comes to correct and God comes to take away, know that the way we receive from God, know that our reaction when God speaks, now remember, God said, amen, and Joel, he said, your sons and daughters, they're going to prophesy.
Right.
Amen. So sons and daughters. Your young men, amen, shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. So therefore, amen, in Hebrews, the first chapter, first verse, he said, God, who at some dry times and in diverse manners, all sorts of ways, he spoke unto the fathers by the prophets. He used men of God that got a word straight from him. God, give me a word. Give me a word, God, that I may not go before. God, people ignorant of God, that I may say what God And because Ezekiel knew the word, he knew that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So Ezekiel was wise. And a wise man is going to obey the voice of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Job said, now remember, he said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We react wrongly is because some things we don't know.
Amen.
Job began to say, after Satan came to him, the Lord allowed it. Because some things the Lord's going to allow. And we can pout. We can run off. And God will be there too. We can go and hide. And God's eyes right there too. As he said, the eyes of the Lord are every place, beholding the good and the evil. And another scripture said, the evil and the good. So we see both of them. So we can't hide. And we might as well just obey. When God speaks, and God just does not just drift down from his heavenly throne on down to earth just to come speak to you. No. I've given you pastors to speak to you. I've given you the deacons. I've given you the men in position. I've even given the women to speak. He said, because he's no respecter of person. He said, much is given, much is required. So woman of God, man of God, you fall on your knees and you seek God for a word, you seek God for an answer. God is going to give it to you. He said, all you got to do is ask him and he shall receive it. He said, seek me. Seek me while I yet may be found and knock in the door. It shall be open. But you got to seek him. You got to open your mouth and ask God. He hears all things. Man of God. He doesn't miss a thing. God gave me a word. As I was seeking the Lord, as I got up off of my knees, and I got to write things down when the Lord speaks.
Right.
And I may not forget it. If I don't have my phone in my bed next to me, amen, I'll forget it. Or my pen and my paper, I'll forget it. Now I do. I didn't have to do that all the time first, but now I'm finding myself got to write everything down. He did tell the man of God to write this in a book. And the Lord spoke unto me in a dream at 2:30 a.m. It was Friday. 2:30 a.m. Still dark. The Lord came unto me in a dream. And the Lord said, left it. Write it. Left it. Right. And he said, the race is not given to the swift.
Yeah.
Battle is not given to the strong. All
right.
Amen. And even as we say, all that, but to the ones that endure to the end, as long as you continue to fight. See, the reason why we act in the way we act is because we're not fighting. Whether we forgot or we don't know how to fight, God said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to show you how to fight. But I'm going to show you how I fight with the sword.
Right.
So therefore, the next generation to come along. So therefore, God said, I'm going to come down. I'm going to show you how to fight. Left. Left to right. Left it. Right. You want to know why God said left it and right it? Because he said work it. Work it. Work it. Work what I've given. Work what I've got. Give me money for warfare. I taught you how to pray. I taught you how to obey. I taught you how to speak my faith. I taught you how to fall with me. Even when you're hurting, I taught you how to speak my faith. I taught you how to bear. When you fight,
yes.
It may take 3 rounds.
Amen.
It may take 4.
Hallelujah.
It may take the whole 12 rounds.
Yes, Father.
But as long as you keep working,
yes, Father.